This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The self-proclaimed leader of the Moscow-backed separatist region of Donetsk said Tuesday Russian and separatist forces were fighting to take full control of the town of Lyman, and they've already captured half of it. The quote, he said, the active phase of a liberation is underway. That's according to a separatist leader located in the north of the eastern Donetsk region. Lyman is the old name of a Ukrainian town. It is on the road to Slovansk and Kramatorsk, the capital of the Ukrainian-controlled part of the region of Donetsk. The leader said the Russian army and separatist troops have entered the town and controlled about half of it. He said Russian and separatist forces have now taken control of 28 settlements in the north of the region of Donetsk. There was no independent comment from Russia and Ukraine. His claims can't be independently verified. Russia is focusing on securing and expanding its gains in the eastern Donbas region near the border and home to pro-Russian separatists, as well as on the southern coast. Meanwhile, as Ukraine marks 3 months since the start of the Russian invasion, residents in the capital, Kiev, have commemorated those who have been lost since the start of the conflict. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A lawn in a square in the capital has been strewn with small Ukrainian flags put out in tribute to those who've lost their lives. While at Independence Square, residents look at a destroyed Russian tank, and nearby, sandbag monuments are a reminder of the ongoing war. Resident Daria Borazyuk says Kiev is already being restored, and institutions are working. Many people, she says, are on the streets. Everyone is slowly returning to the city. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Pakistan's government on Tuesday banned a planned protest march by ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan, who is demanding fresh elections as a political and economic crisis deepens in the South Asian nation, officials said. The ban was announced by Interior Minister at the news briefing hours after a policeman was shot and killed during a crackdown on Khan supporters across the country. An official of Khan's party had shot and killed the policeman when police visited his house, according to an information minister at a news briefing, adding that the accused and his father had been arrested. Quote, today the cabinet has decided they will not be allowed to hold the rally named Long March in the name of democracy to spread chaos. They will be stopped, the country's interior minister said while announcing the ban. Authorities in Islamabad had started putting up blockades at roads leading to important installations, police said, and heavy contingents from police and paramilitary troops have also been deployed. Khan had called for a major protest tomorrow on Wednesday, May 25th. Kremlin critic Bill Browder wants government to step up efforts to get the riches squirreled away by Russian oligarchs and links to President Vladimir Putin, the AP's Ed Donahue explains.
At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Browder told the AP, the oligarchs have lots of money right in front of our eyes.
Since Vladimir Putin took power, he and the 1,000 people around him have stolen $1 trillion from the Russian state.
The early investor in post-Soviet Russia says oligarchs aren't naive. They've set up structures to protect themselves. Browder's idea?
To force the people who set up these structures, the enablers, the lawyers, the accountants, the trustees, under law, to become whistleblowers to the government.
There are sanctions against oligarchs, but Browder says it's only scratching the surface.
There's only 35 oligarchs out of 118 who are on the Forbes list who have been sanctioned by either the U.S., EU, UK, Canada, or Australia. We need to get to 118.
Browder admits his idea is quite radical. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine is marking 3 months since the start of the Russian invasion. Residents in the capital, Kiev, are commemorating those who have been lost since the start of the conflict. As the self-proclaimed leader of the Moscow-backed separatist region of Donetsk said Tuesday, Russian and separatist forces were fighting to take full control of the town of Lyman and have already captured half of it. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.